Shalom,
hello, we'll be reading from the English booklet, page 217 in the English version. The article is, what is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with inheritance of the land in the work? You can find it also on kabbalahmedia.info. You can send us questions live on kab.tv.
I don't have much to add. You simply have to comb all the material that belongs to the exodus from Egypt, exiting the will to receive. Later, all the rest of the actions, the mitzvot, the commandments, they're all built on the exodus from Egypt. We always say, in memory of the exodus of Egypt, only above the will to receive can you keep all the actions, commandments, commandments meaning actions in order to bestow. So for us, the exodus from Egypt is the most important point. It's called the birth of the nation. We're born into a new world. Let's hope that this will happen to us. Please.
What is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with inheritance of the land in the work? It can also be found on Rabash 2. Rav, the inheritance of the land, meaning the land is the will, aretz from the word ratzon, will, and that being the will to bestow. The verse says, it is not for your righteousness or the integrity of your heart that you are going to inherit the land, but it is because of the wickedness of the nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. Rav. So it's actually specifically because of the desires to receive in order to receive, which do not allow you to leave, and you supposedly are taking some actions as a result of them forcing you, then you come out of Egypt from in order to receive to in order to bestow. Again, the verse says, it is not your righteousness or the integrity of your heart that, not for your righteousness or the integrity of your heart that you are going to inherit their land, but it is because of the wickedness of the nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you, and in order to fulfill the oath that the Lord swore to your forefathers. We should understand this, for it implies that the reason that the Creator gave the inheritance of the land to the people of Israel is, as it is written, because of the wickedness of the nations, the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. That is, were it not for the wickedness of the nations, there would not be any interest in giving the inheritance of the land. We should also understand the second reason. He says that it is because the Lord swore to your forefathers. Were it not for the oath, would the Creator not need to give the land to the people of Israel?
These two things are not connected to the people of Israel by themselves. One, because the Creator promised it to the patriarchs, and two, because you have such desires to receive, in order to receive that, seemingly asking the Creator, you know, to give us an opportunity to come out from within us. But not that you yourself have caused this exodus.
This is difficult to understand. Our sages said the world was created only for Israel.
Those who yearn for Yeshar Kel, meaning to come out of Egypt.
This means that all the good things that exist in the world are for Israel. This implies that it is for different reasons that the people of Israel are given the good, expansive, and coveted land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The text provides two reasons. One, the wickedness of the nations. Two, the oath that he swore to your forefathers. Yet, the writing tells us that we should not be mistaken that the reason he is giving us the inheritance of the land is our righteousness and the integrity of our heart. Rather, it is for the two above-mentioned reasons. Baal HaSulam said about what is written, and he said to him, to give you this land to inherit it. He said, how will I know that I will inherit it? And he said to Abraham, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they will torment them 400 years, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. He asked, what is the answer that the Creator replied to what Abraham asked, that being, how will I know that I will inherit it? The Creator said, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. This means that the answer was to the question, how will I know? That is, Abraham says that he wants guarantees about the inheritance. So the Creator answers him, so that by this answer he will be certain of the inheritance of the land. Thus, we should understand the answer, for it contains a guarantee of the inheritance. He said that this means that when the Creator told him to give you this land to inherit it, Abraham saw the greatness and importance of this land, since the matter of the inheritance of the land refers to Malchut, which receives all the lights from above and bestows upon the souls, since Malchut is called the assembly of Israel. Abraham saw, according to the rule, that there is no light without a kli, without a vessel, meaning that there is no filling without a lack, that if the Creator were to give to Israel a little bit of illumination and awakening from above, they will settle for a little, and will have no need for higher degrees. As a result, Abraham saw that there was no way for the people of Israel to receive the inheritance of the land, since they have no need for it. This was the question, how will I know? It is not that he did not believe what the Creator had told him. Rather, his question was that he said that he could not see them having a need for it. It is like giving something precious to a person who has no need for it. He cannot enjoy it. It follows that even if they are given the inheritance of the land, without the need, they will not be able to enjoy it. Although from the perspective of the giver, everything is fine, if the lower one has no need, what can the giver do? This is what Abraham asked. The answer was, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers. That is, they will be in exile in Egypt, which is called a land that is not theirs, meaning that the people of Israel, who want to work for the sake of the Creator, the Egyptians will control them. Each time the people of Israel will want to come out of exile, as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God from the work. Generally, the nations of the world are called the will to receive for oneself. However, there are many desires in the will to receive, and each desire is attributed to a certain specific nation. This is why they are called in general the 70 nations of the world, corresponding to the 70 discernments in the desire. This extends in the manner of one opposite the other, meaning opposite the seven sfirot of Kedusha, of holiness, which are Chagat Nehim, each of which consists of 10 sfirot, which together make 70 nations. Also, there is the discernment of Israel, which are named after Yashar Kel, or straight towards the Creator. These are opposite from the will to receive for oneself, but are rather discerned as the desire to bestow upon the Creator. In other words, he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. Therefore, since the Egyptians controlled them, they had to do all their work for the Egyptians and not for the Creator. This is why it says, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. It means that the children of Israel wanted to work for the sake of the Creator, but the Egyptians controlled them. This is why they sighed. They saw that not only were they not progressing, they were retreating. This is why it is written, and their cry went up to God from the work. Then, when they saw that they could not emerge from the exile by themselves, they asked the Creator, as it is written, and their cry went up to God. Meaning that the Creator helped them come out from the exile in Egypt. This is as the Zohar says about what was said, he who comes to purify is aided. It asks, with what? And it replies, with the holy soul. It follows that specifically when they are under the governance of evil, do they see, each time more so, the governance of evil. At that time, a person comes to feel two things. One, the will to receive, which is the governance of the Egyptians, is so bad that it removes him from the Creator. That is, before he began the work in order to bestow, he did not know how much harm the will to receive causes him. This is for the known reason that a person is not shown the power of the evil all at once. Rather, he is shown bit by bit, for otherwise he will immediately escape from the work and say that this is not for him. According to the above, we should interpret the words of the Rambam, Maimonides, who says that the matter of Lishma, for her sake, is not revealed to a person at the beginning of the work, but until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, they are shown that secret little by little. We should understand what it means that they are shown the secret little by little. We should understand how there can be such a thing as little by little. After all, when a person is told that he must do everything lishma for her sake, everything is revealed to him. What else is there to reveal? We should interpret that when he says they are shown, who is it who shows them this secret of the matter of lishma? We should also understand what he says, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom. Who knows that one has been rewarded with, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom? We can understand this as the Zohar says about the verse, or make it known to him that he has sinned. He asks, who made it known to him? And he replies, the Creator. We should understand why he says that the Creator makes it known to him that he has sinned. In what way did he, the Creator, inform one? We should interpret this in the manner that is written in the Sulam. If one engages in Torah and mitzvot and commandments, even for his own pleasure, through the light in it, he will still feel the lowliness and the terrible corruption in the nature of receiving for oneself. At that time, he will resolve to retire from this nature of reception and completely devote himself to bestow contentment upon his Maker. Then, the Creator will open his eyes to see before him a world filled with utter perfection, without any deficiencies whatsoever. Now we can understand how the Creator informs him that he has sinned. We should interpret that even when a person learns lo lishma, not for her sake, the light in it informs him that the will to receive is the cause of all the evil, the obstructor to man's ability to receive these delights and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the created beings. And the light in the Torah is regarded as the Creator notifying a man that he has sinned. We should also interpret why the Rambam says that we must begin to accustom a person to work in lo lishma and not in lishma. This is so because the matter of lishma is revealed to a person by his reception of the light of Torah. It follows that if he does not engage in Torah, even if lo lishma, from where will he take the light of the Torah? This is why the Rambam says that we must begin with lo lishma. By this, we will understand what we asked. Who knows if they have been rewarded with much wisdom, so that it is permitted to reveal to them the matter of lishma? The answer is that the light in the Torah knows how much they are inspired by the light of the Torah, and to that extent, it is possible to reveal to them the matter of lishma.
By this we will understand what the Rambam says, that they are shown that secret little by little, meaning the matter of for the sake of the Creator means not for one's own sake. And a person must feel what is not for one's own sake. And this is revealed to him by the light of the Torah. Hence, each time the light shows him the amount of evil that is in the will to receive. Since through the light that a person receives from the Torah, he sees each time a little bit of the evil that there is in the will to receive. And this is why he says that he is shown it little by little. And evil is interpreted in two manners. One, the quality of the evil, meaning how much one loses by receiving for oneself. Two, how much the body objects to the work of bestowal. Those two, a person receives from the light of the Torah little by little. This is the meaning of the words, they are shown that secret little by little. That is, through the light that he receives from the Torah in lo lishma, he reveals that the two above matters. In other words, the measure of the evil found in the will to receive and the measure of resistance of the body. Each time to a greater extent when one sees that he is able to overcome. This is why it says, little by little, meaning that each time the light reveals to him, which is called that it is impossible, which means that it is impossible to reveal everything at once. Now we can understand what we asked. Why does the writing say that specifically through the wickedness of the nations they were rewarded with the inheritance of the land? The reason is, as the Creator promised Abraham that in this way, meaning if Israel suffers from the Egyptians in exile, meaning all the nations of the world with all the bad qualities in them, want to control the people of Israel, and the people of Israel want specifically to do everything, specifically for the sake of the Creator and not for the sake of the 70 nations. At that time, they feel the lack and they will see that they are powerless to overcome them. Then it will be as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work and their cry went up to God from the work. At that time, the Creator will give them the required help for this. That is, each time, they will be rewarded with a holy soul. And this will be the reason that the children of Israel will need to receive the inheritance of the land, since they will receive it out of necessity, to save themselves from the control of the nations of the world. This is the meaning of the words, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. In other words, specifically through the wickedness of the nations, the Creator can give them the inheritance of the land of Israel. Since the sensation of evil, when they reveal that this evil obstructs them from achieving nearness to the Creator, for this is all that we need, since the matter of near and far in spirituality is the matter of equivalence of form. And when there is equivalence of form between the light and the kli, the light clothed in the kli. Hence, the sensation of evil, called wickedness of the nation, causes the need to be rid of the bad. And then a person begins to purify himself from reception for oneself and sees that he is, that this is out of his hands. At that time, he begins to pray to the Creator to help him. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. As said in the words of the Zohar, he is given a holy soul. In other words, each time he receives help from above by being given a soul, it follows that the ascents and descents are the reason that caused the need and desire to receive the inheritance of the land. And this is why he says that the reason is that the Lord swore to your forefathers. That is, it is not that the reason is that he swore to your forefathers, and this is why he is giving them the inheritance of the land. We asked, but our sages said about what is written, Bereshit, in the beginning, there is no Reshit, no beginning, but Israel. It follows that it was all for Israel, and not because of the oath he swore to the forefathers. Yet, we should interpret that when the people of Israel are qualified to receive the inheritance of the land, when they have a need for the inheritance of the land, because, as he says, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out before you. This is the reason that the children of Israel will inherit the land. It is known that land is called Malchut, and Malchut is called the assembly of Israel, since she assembles within her everything that there is in Zeranpin, who is called Israel. And this is called the unification of the Creator and His Shekhinah. Through this unification, abundance pours out to the souls. All this comes from the beginning of the thought of creation. As our sages said, there is no beginning but Israel. This means that the purpose of creation, which is His desire to do good to His creations, refers to the children of Israel. But in what way will they receive the delight and pleasure? The text tells us about this, that the main reason by which they are made fit to receive the wickedness of the, to receive is the wickedness of the nations. And also, to fulfill the oath that the Lord swore to your forefathers. The inheritance of the land is, as he notified Abraham, and Abraham asked, how will I know that I will inherit it? The Creator's answer was that the children of Israel will be in exile, meaning in the wickedness of the nations.
Okay.
It therefore follows that a person cannot ascend the ranks of holiness unless he feels a deficiency in the state he is in. The deficiencies and suffering he feels give him a need to find a way by which to satisfy his deficiencies. But if he does not feel any lack within him, although he might know that he has deficiencies in the work, but this does not pain him, so this lack cannot be satisfied, because he does not seek counsels for it. And without an awakening from below, meaning without a person asking the Creator from the bottom of the heart, the prayer cannot be answered. Because if he is not suffering from the absence, he cannot ask with all his heart. This is as it is written in the Midrash, seeking good. For the Lord your God blessed you in all the works of your hands, even if you sit idly. The meaning of all the works of your hands is that if he did, he is blessed, and if not, he is not blessed. We therefore see that without an awakening from below, meaning if there is no work on the part of the lower one, the blessing cannot come. The question is therefore, why? And the answer is that when a person begins to work, the work gives him the need for it. That is, there is a difference in the need for the matter. This means that we should understand to what extent a person wants to obtain what he wants, since the work and the counsels that a person invests in order to obtain what he wants expand the lack for the matter, for that thing which he wants. So when he obtains that object, he will be able to enjoy that object. Therefore, when speaking in the work, although there is a need within man to ascend in the work, that need still does not make within him a necessity for the matter. So naturally, when he is given something from above, and he does not know how to appreciate what he is given, he will lose it into the sitra acha, the other side. Since he will not be wise enough to know how to appreciate something in spirituality. This is as our sages said, who is a fool? One who loses what he is given. Meaning that when a person does not know how to appreciate when he is given some nearing from above, it promptly leaves him. And he suffers a descent, since he does not know how to keep the nearing. Normally, the way of the world is that if someone is permitted to enter somewhat into the king's courtyard, he is concerned and seeks ways by which to enter the king's house, and he does not settle for being in the king's courtyard. Therefore, when a person is brought a little closer, he is happy that he was brought closer and does not worry about finding ways to go forward. Therefore, that person is thrown out. Then, when he suffers a descent, which is called a road accident, meaning that he had an accident as he was going to approach the king, that is, another car crashed into his car, meaning that the car of the corporeal world crashed into the car of the desire to bestow. And then, all the vitality that he had from the desire to bestow departs him, and he is left unconscious. In other words, now he feels that he no longer has spiritual life. Rather, until he gradually recovers and begins to feel that his entire vitality on which he now lives, is only the will to receive for himself. At that time, he begins to seek advice once more regarding how to re-enter the work of bestowal. It follows that in order to have a deficiency to need to ascend the degrees of the work of bestowal, he is given the descent from above, so he would have a need to advance. Since without a real need, a person cannot receive what he should obtain. Hence, if a person wants to keep himself from having a road accident, he should keep himself so he does not crash with the car of the will to receive. By this, he will be certain that he will not lose what he is given, meaning the assent he had received. According to the above, we should interpret what is written, "Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there." We should interpret that in the work as a person must remember that he had a descent before he came to an ascent, meaning that the Creator let him feel the bad in him. In other words, a person should believe that this feeling, that he is a slave among the Egyptians, namely that he has no permission to do anything for the sake of the Creator, but all that he does is only for the sake of the Egyptians within man, this comes from the Creator. Afterward, he must remember that now that he is in a state of ascent and feels that he is somewhat close to Kedusha, to holiness, he must remember that he should go forward. Therefore, now he must remember that as he was previously a slave, meaning that he was in a state of descent, now he also needs to find within him a lack, so he will need to go forward. Otherwise, he will have to be given a descent from above, since without a need, a person cannot advance and must stay in the state he is in. Therefore, in order to not need to be given a descent, during the ascent, he must find within him a place of lack. This is the meaning of what is written, "Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there." It therefore follows that a person should begin the work like the general public, meaning in practice, and to aim that it will be for the sake of the Creator. This means that a person observes the Torah and commandments because the Creator gave us the Torah of life, whereby observing what the Creator commanded us to observe, we will be rewarded. As our sages said, you can trust your employer to reward you for your work. By this, we will be happy in this world and happy in the next world. The fact that we must believe that even if views and thoughts that do not let us believe come to us, we must ask the Creator to give us the power to believe. After that, there is a higher degree still, which is not in order to receive reward. Rather, he is rewarded with feeling that observing Torah and commandments is regarded for him as though he is serving a great king. From this, we come to inherit the land.
We see the Rabash does not spare the explanations and opening these matters more and more. So after all is said and done, there's not much room left to add anything. A workshop. What is the main topic the article discusses? In short, between you.
It touches upon several issues, but I think in general he concludes the article with the issue of Beito and Harishena, in its time and hastening it. If we generate a lack for spirituality between us constantly, through the importance of the goal, we need not receive any reminders from outside.
Specifically, By the darkness, he reveals how much, how inadequate he is, how much he doesn't want, how much he does not belong to the spirituality inside the will to receive. If he makes an effort, he discovers that, and then the deficiency is formed in him to come out of Egypt.
Yes, to build up the lack, to show us how far this is from our own minds and intellects, how much greater it is than us. We need to observe all of the things that the Kabbalists commanded us to observe, and they went through it.
Yeah, the disclosure of the deficiency, the need for recognition of evil, the whole work that, you know, to know how to balance and work with both forces in nature.
Ambash draws for us the path of advancement, the track that is made of ascent and descent, which is what builds the vessel, qualifies it to be worthy.
And the need for an awakening from below in the work, that only through actions can we advance in something. Intentions and everything comes later. You have to do and do everything you can.
Yeah, the prayer that one should offer from himself, from the awakening from below, all of the descents are meant to awaken one to that.
Rav, so what is the answer to the question? What is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with the inheritance of the land? What is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with the inheritance of the land?
By awakening the proper prayer in the connection between us for the revelation of the Creator and His help.
Well, in advance, everything is aimed for the thought of creation was given from above, but in order to make it in Achishena, as quickly as possible on our part, we must come to the recognition that we're powerless and we have to turn to Him. The quicker we would work on the connection, and more powerfully so, we'll discover the need for a prayer of many, and then the inheritance of the reason for the inheritance.
Because of the wickedness of the nations, because of this great will to receive that needs to be cleaned up properly. So each time they inherit another piece and another.
Yeah, the disclosure of the deficiency, the gap, the distance, the opposition to the quality of bestowal, and the need that is then materializes in them more and more purely to be in equivalence of form.
This collision between the two forces, on one hand, one wants to be a servant, a slave of the Creator, and on the other, he feels that he is controlled by the will to receive.
I think it's the purpose of creation, the thought of creation, that's how it's set up.
That's the basis for developing towards equivalence of form with the Creator.
I like the allegory he gives about the king's court. Rav, what do we typically think is the reason by which we will be rewarded with the desire to bestow, and what happens in action, in practice, for which reason, for this other reason, we come to the will to bestow? What do we think is the reason, and what happens in actuality?
Rav shoel shebanu el chokhmat hakabbalah ech chashavnu shenasig hashpa'ah ve ma anachnu
when we came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, What did we think would give us bestow, and what is the actual way to it? That's what Rav is asking about. When we came, we thought we will devour spirituality, we will take it, we will obtain it. And here we see with the car and the courtyard of the king, etc., that each time we need to be thrown out in order to advance, promote us rather, because each time we receive a little bit of attainment, we stop, we don't want to advance. So each time we need to be taken out a bit to return.
We think with our strength, the might of our hands, we'll be able to arrange everything, make the world pretty, or through our path. We'll come to the deficiency to demand the Creator, and then we always see how weak we are and capable. But specifically from this revelation, we can begin to understand more. And that's what we really have to do, to be in a prayer, a common prayer to Him, for Him to take us out.
My grandpa was righteous, my father was righteous, I was chosen. The will to receive finds all sorts of reasons, excuses. Truth is that it's only because the generation is worthy and there's this mandate from the heavens. As Baal Sulam says, it's not me, it's the generation, therefore it was opened up. So we need to see that it's the generation, and if we need to deliver to bring that generation the slack.
There is oftentimes a tendency, whatever the mind doesn't do, time does. And perhaps we're not worthy yet, we're in a general system, we depend on everyone, we should have received a long time ago, but it depends on their awakening, and 1,001 excuses all around us. But what should happen in practice is a constant awakening from below, from us, and an unstoppable push in demand and in action. Here the part about the action is very strong. There's a line that's written about our time, seemingly. I have to read it for you. Look what he writes in the end. It turns out that the person has to start the work from in the collective and aim, meaning in practice, to aim it for the sake of the Creator. So it's aimed, it's interpreted differently. It's not the Torah and Mitzvot, meaning unless we take dissemination and do it for Him and aim it for the sake of the Creator, nothing will happen. Meaning, in short, that the Creator created to do, for us to do.
Another angle is that there's always this illusion that something needs to be added to us in terms of our advancement. We had a congress, we did this, that, we need to continue advancing. But being advanced from above actually means to take that feeling away from us, to disconnect us so that we see how deep we are in the will to receive, how incapable we are to do anything on our own. And that way we have this mode of advancement through ascent and descent.
The connection between us will be corrected to a connection of bestowal when we learn how to ask correctly of the Creator. Everything is true, but in the end, it's to come to the correct request from the Creator. The problem is we constantly forget to ask the Creator. We think that if we will do something, then it will happen. We come to connect, we come to disseminate, we come to do this, that, or the other. We come to ask of the Creator. This should be the starting hypothesis.
Usually our normal approach is such that a person has a certain desire and tomorrow a greater one and later a greater one still. But what happens in practice for us and what he says here is that today you have a certain desire for a thing and tomorrow you have the opposite. So this is how you advance, and you need to remember that when you have this resistance, you need to remember this, and that this is how you're supposed to work.
Also, because of the zigzagging between the states, we shouldn't forget, it's like the chicken and the egg. If we don't disseminate, we won't get a prayer. Without a prayer, we won't want to connect. If we don't meet and have a workshop and demand the connection between us, we'll also want nothing. Meaning, we have to constantly be in that loop, connection, dissemination, demand of the Creator, and vice versa. And again.
Ultimately, we have to learn from this whole thing that from the beginning, the first action, well, we need to have prayer, but we cannot omit the deed itself. We know that we're going to be disappointed, but we know that it'll bring us prayer, so we can't omit the deed itself, otherwise everything will remain just theoretical. So we go for everything with dissemination and connection and everything, and we understand that in the lack, all we'll have is this disappointment and a lack and a prayer, which will change us in the world.
And the greatest deficiencies are all over the world. We feel it more and more. We see how this deficiency comes from every direction and clothing in a very special way. The more we're integrated of that deficiency, when we feel the perplexity everywhere, we will be able to concentrate it and prepare the qualified vessel, so we'll be able to pass them this importance.
And therefore, to do as much as possible to make an effort ourselves and towards the public, because after the deeds, the hearts are drawn, and the intentions and the ability to ask and demand, we need to invest, first of all, otherwise it's just nothing. You're just on neutral asking. It's just idle words.
Rav, what does it mean that you're coming out of Egypt not because you're good and righteous, but because the Egyptians are the wicked ones? Please.
When a person comes to the understanding that the will to receive is his enemy, that this state of exile is bad, is bitter, he's sorrowful about being disconnected from the Creator, he feels regret for not being connected to the friends, being able to bestow to them, and from that inability, that powerlessness, this pain is revealed to him, which ultimately can bring him to the will to bestow.
A person discovers how, to what extent he is completely under the control of the will to receive. Take it to Purim, how much Haman is controlling everything, and just how much he cannot stand this state, not because he's not making it, but because it hinders him from realizing the purpose of creation. He cannot bestow to the Creator because of that, and all those other things. And out of that, the correct deficiency is built, meaning it's all through the building of the deficiency.
There must be this power of recognition that promotes us. He writes here that the light shines, it shows to you even more what that thing is that you need to stay away from.
The beauty of our path, of the path that the Creator will take everyone through, is that you're working in advance, not on the reward that you have in the vessels. You don't know what is the reward. You don't feel it. You can't feel it. And that specifically brings you joy in the work. That's the depth of that work. You have strength from knowing that you're not going to receive on that. It's giving you joy, happiness from a higher degree. Rob, so what is the solution? And what can we assist the process of the exodus from Egypt? If he writes, not because of your righteousness or the or your heart, you come to inherit the land, but because of the wickedness of the nations, and in order to uphold the thing that the Creator has sworn to give you. So how does it work out that, you know, what should we do? Ultimately, we have work to do, hastening the times. What do we do? Please.
מפיצים, מתחברים, מכינים את הכלי.
We disseminate, we prepare the vessel. The more we feel them, we will find the words. And we don't think ahead of time that everything will be, we don't wait for everything to be organized and settled, as we said a few days ago. No, we go, we do. We disseminate, we tell the world what's important, because the great will to receive is there. And it's not because of our point in the heart that it will succeed, but rather because of that desire, that will, that wants to be corrected. It's all about the will.
I don't know. I don't think the work now is different than any other time. This is the work. From now, it has always been this way until the end of correction. We have to connect. We have to work on the connection between us. We have to come to a need for it, come to the need for the light, for receiving the Torah. And along the way, we discover how much this Egypt, the evil world to receive, we discover is helping us in this process. Actually, we never come out of Egypt. We turn it into a desert and then the land of Israel. We're constantly, we remain in the same place, the same desire, the same space.
The solution is to invest in the friends, to awaken in them the lack, to awaken the lack in the society. Even if we seem to be in a state of ascent, we need to be like that old one searching for lacks. And in different states as well, we need to constantly look, constantly see how we can, how can we ignite the society to find these desires for bestowal.
And your landlord is loyal to pay your reward. It's not only that we expect a reward, we're certain that the reward will come and we will receive it. It's not in our vessels right now, but we have a teacher, we have a path, we have a group. And if we will follow these essentials, it anchors, we will certainly come to that reward.
The solution is to go above reason. That's what we need to do, that's what's required, because there is a lack, and it will disappear, and what we need to do is to add a lack. And you don't have a lack, you have a lack for something that conflicts with that, and then you cannot move. So, but above reason, together with the friends, you can generate such a prayer.
And to remind one another, this is the process, this is what matures us, to want to be bestowers and not only to receive. That's why 2:45 every day.
To go for it, for everything we need to do, dissemination, connection, everything, for the sake of the Lord, so that He is revealed within the created beings, within the friends, to live within the lack of the friends and the whole world through that.
Yeah, this amusement park, this roller coaster of ascent and descent, of the will to receive, of the danger of colliding with this vehicle called the will to receive. We have to join, you know, stay close to the tent, and together it's fun, or the other way around, you can get hit. So ultimately we have to pass it to everyone and do everything first between us.
Our 10, our original local 10 and the whole world's kli, it's really awe-inspiring, that process that I've led us through in the past few months, into a feeling that we're all one big family, the whole world kli is 110, and humanity as a whole is beginning to enter that feeling of the mutual dependency, interdependency, from its own perspective as well. And it's all one image, and we need to include it all in this image in this whole thing. So it's a time of doing.
If we add to the fact that we're not expecting any reward from it, only to have the privilege to serve the King and to labor in that and to exert in love of friends,
we will continue to the next part of the lesson, and before that, a song.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם, גם אם השתכחה, גם אם הסתתרה, גם אם טרם גילית את סודה. יש עוד אהבה בעולם, גם אם השתכחה, גם אם הסתתרה, גם אם טרם גילית את סודה. היא השיר של החיים, היא האור של השירים, קבל אותה אל תרתה, רק לך היא נועדה. יש עוד אהבה בעולם, אותה עוד יגלו כולם, רק לפתוח צוהר חם, היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם. היא השיר של החיים, היא האור של השירים, קבל אותה אל תרתה, רק לך היא נועדה. יש עוד אהבה בעולם,